The T-Biz Podcast delivers tea news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that heals and energizes the body while soothes the mind. Transforming the leaf requires a fusion of artistry, craftsmanship, and commerce. The tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts a global influence, generating $260 billion in sales and employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Tea-producing countries top the Dirty 15 list of U.S. trade partners. Global Tea Championship winners in 2025 are announced at World Tea Expo, and Chuji Bubble Tea decides on a NASDAQ IPO. Plus, on the floor at World Tea Expo. The 21st edition of the World Tea Expo, co-located with the Bar and Restaurant Show, concluded on Wednesday after a busy week, as exhibitors, many new to the show, met with attendees from across the country and around the world. Japanese teas were on prominent display. Last year, the United States bought about half of Japan's tea exports. T-Biz stopped by to speak with exhibitors in the tea section about their experience at the show and ask about their products. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
Reciprocal tariffs imposed on April 2nd will likely affect several tea-producing trade partners that the U.S. calls the Dirty 15. These nations include China, Vietnam, Japan, South Korea, India, Thailand, and Malaysia. Also on the list are Germany and Switzerland, both significant sources of processed tea, and Canada, which exported $34 million worth of tea duty-free to the U.S. in 2024. Analysts anticipate the April 2nd tariffs will be immediately implemented for these countries. Reciprocal tariffs on more than 100 low-tariff trading partners are negotiable and will likely follow over time. The U.S. currently collects an average 6.4% duty on green tea imports, while the EU imposes an average 3.4% duty. In contrast, India imposes a 70% duty, and Turkey, 145% duty. Canadian exporters paid no tariffs on tea under the USMCA or NAFTA trade agreements. To qualify, Canadian teas must be wholly obtained or sufficiently processed in Canada. Simply re-exporting tea from another country through Canada is not duty-free. During his campaign for office, President Trump threatened a 60% tariff on Chinese goods, but has imposed only 20% so far. Canada faces a 25% tariff on goods, including tea, but the tariffs were temporarily suspended in March. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessnett said that the administration is focused on the top 15% of America's trading partners. Countries on this list may escape high duties if they lower their duties paid on American imports. On Friday, Trump said, quote, "Sometimes we'll be flexible, but basically it is reciprocal," end quote. He said high rates would be charged to those who manipulate currency and erect high trade barriers. Sri Lanka's Lumbini Valley Tea brand was awarded the grand prize at the 2025 Global Tea Championship this week at the 2025 World Tea Expo. Owner Sharminda Jawadana posed with 9 trophies at an award ceremony in Las Vegas that honored 24 estates and brands worldwide. Lumbini's Silver Feathers Tea was awarded the prize for, quote, "best overall tea." Indian estates Canon David Hill's plantations, KDHP, Rwanda's Gisovu Estate, Tanzania's Kaziutu brand were among Tea's presented origin awards for the best tea from 15 tea-producing regions. Prizes were also awarded by type of tea, recognizing superior leaf and superior liquor. Brook 37's Moonlight Tea won the Superior Leaf Prize in the Oolong category. Orient Leaf and Seven Tea House tied as the best Pu'er tea leaf winners. Bokoan Global Fukumushi Sensha was awarded a prize for superior liquor in the green tea category. You see the entire list of winners at worldteanews.com. One of China's most successful new style tea chains, Shaji, has chosen to list on the NASDAQ exchange under the ticker CHA, C-H-A. Rival chains' previous initial public offerings have been listed in Hong Kong. The U.S. market attracts a broader base of registered investors, and the capital pool is significantly deeper than Hong Kong's. Expectations of interest rate declines in the U.S. have fueled optimism. Shaji was founded in 2017 and currently operates 6,440 tea houses globally, of which 97% are in mainland China. Revenue last year was $1.7 billion, about triple that of the previous 2 years. Shaji, based in Yunnan, offers premium fresh-brewed milk tea and oolong lattes, for example. The company reported a 213% increase in new income and paperwork filed in the U.S. It opened its first location last month in Los Angeles. Successfully funding the IPO will lead to expansion in the U.S., Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia. China requires companies seeking overseas IPOs to first obtain approval from securities regulators who, until recently, have restrained the pace of tea company IPOs because of poor performance. Shaji's IPO application was approved in March for either the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, CICC, and Deutsche Bank are the lead underwriters. There are now 515,000 new style tea shops in mainland China, so the market's getting crowded. There are approximately 100,000 than the rest of the world. Next, Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 28th March 2025. This week, we have reports of news released by the Tea Board of India, which is export data for 2024, and it shows that Indian exports rose to 254 million kilos last year, making India the second largest exporter of global tea, following Kenya, which is at over 500 million kilos and taking the top spot. The 2024 export totals for India are the best since 2018. The bulk of exports continue to be orthodox tea, and it is supported by government schemes and policies. And the export value is approximately $800 million US dollars. And the goal for 2025 stands at 300 million kilos. In other news, Assam Tea is enjoying the benefits of the Assam Tea Industry Special Incentive Scheme, under which 378 tea estates in the state received funds towards increased production of orthodox and speciality teas. They get a subsidy of 10 rupees per kilo. And the scheme also supports plant and machinery with a 25% subsidy and agricultural income tax holiday for 3 years. And these incentives were distributed this week at an event in Guwahati that was attended by ministers, government representatives, members from the tea board and tea associations, indicating how various stakeholders are viewing the tea industry. The Assam tea industry is a significant economy for the state, and the support from its government is definitely welcomed. And lastly, we are thrilled to report that three Indian teas actually have won at the World Tea Expo Awards at Las Vegas this week. In the Origin Awards, which is awarded for best tea from each producing region, Kanandevan Hills Plantations Private Limited won for the Munnar White. In the Premium Award, which is awarded to the best tea in each tea type, Lakshmi Tea's Atabari Estate won for the Black CTCT, And we are also claiming Moga Dasgupta's Book 37's award for the superior category, which is given for best leaf profile and cup character for their Moonlight Tea, which is from Margaret's Hope in Darjeeling. Our congratulations to the winners.
And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
The 21st edition of the World Tea Expo, co-located with the Bar and Restaurant Show, concluded on Wednesday after a busy week, as exhibitors, many new to the show, met with attendees from across the country and around the world. Japanese teas were on prominent display. Last year, the United States bought about half of Japan's tea exports. TBiz stopped by to speak with exhibitors in the tea section about their experience at the show and ask about their products.
This is Dan Bolton on the floor with the TBiz podcast. I'm visiting Ashwin Prakash at Glenburn Direct. Ashwin, thanks for joining us on the program. Tell me a little about the show.
The show has been absolutely fantastic for us. It's been well attended. We've been very busy. I've made some interesting teas this year. I've been trying to innovate a little bit, and so it's been very useful getting feedback. And I think they've been very well appreciated.
Tell me a little about your business.
So I'm from India. I live in India. We've got two plantations. I've got a tea plantation called Glenburn Tea Estate up in Darjeeling. And I've got another family-run estate in Assam called Khongya. And, you know, we make top-quality Indian teas.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So this is Dan Bolton on the floor of the World Tea Expo 2025 with Andrew Glicksberg.
Correct.
Tell me a little about the show, Andrew.
Well, I came here with my wife. This is our first time attending the World Tea Expo, and we came here with Pinya Tea as our tea brand, and it's been actually a wonderful experience. We didn't have expectations because we have not done trade shows like this before, but this has really exceeded our expectations. I want to thank the organizers for just really being gracious to us and making us feel special, even though we're just a small tea brand, and we've really felt the sense of community amongst the other exhibitors and the attendees at the exhibits, and so it's been a very exhilarating experience that we've made.
So tell listeners a little about your company.
Well, we are a small tea company. We have our own farm and factory based in China, in Wuyishan, which is famous for its rock tea and its oolongs. So we're trying to bring back the art of making tea and growing tea. So we're focused on small batch, high quality craftsman tea. And we do wholesale. We're developing a brand, but primarily wholesale.
Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
And my pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo with Sho Kudu. Tell me about the show.
I was a banker from the Shizuoka Bank. It's a regional bank. We are promoting our local business, and the local business is a tea industry. Almost 50% of tea made by in Shizuoka in Japan. So tea industry is so important for us. So we are coordinating for exhibiting another 10 local companies. Yeah, that's why we exhibited. And we are supporting our customer to export to America and the EU, because in Japan, it's difficult to export EU and America. It's harder than Asia. So we are supporting our customer.
This is Dan Bolton on the floor of World Tea Expo with Yugo Inemoto. Tell me, how's the show going?
Hi. The show is going really good. You know, we're from Japan, and we wasn't expecting this kind of hot event. So I'm really excited to share a lot of teas to the world.
Tell me a little bit about your company, Osada Saisha, and some of the new products you're bringing to market.
Yes, not only matcha, you know, the matcha demand is booming right now, so it's crazy. But the good thing is that not just matcha, but we also have other type of teas like hojicha, genmaicha, and it's also, the demand is growing. But the thing that, something special we have is like a tea called Yamabuki Nadeshiko, and it's actually a post-fermented tea. Sometimes we call it as a dark tea. And it's really good for your health, like reducing the fat and boosting immunity as other senses as well. And also, it's easier to intake for the people not are suited for sencha tea. So, of course, I really like this tea, and I really want a lot of people to drink this.
This is Dan Bolton on the floor of World Tea Expo in Las Vegas with Andrew Menner. Tell me, how's the show?
The show's been great, Dan. I'm here representing some Australian native botanicals as part of the Rooibos North America stand. So working with Rooibos North America for some time now, getting our products out into the American market. Obviously with Hugh Lamond, who's the president of Rooibos North America. He's got a whole range of different products now, not just Rooibos, which he's been delivering into the US market for quite some time. He's now got products from Egypt, hibiscus, chamomile, a whole range of others, as well as our lemon myrtle, which we're farming in Australia and bringing over in 40-foot containers for Hugh.
So tell me a little about the show.
The show has been absolutely fantastic. Really for us, especially coming out of Australia, it's one or two times a year we get to connect with the US customer base. There's been some great people here, some really high-end tea brands. I've seen the Celestial team, Smith Tea team around. I saw PepsiCo Lipton walking the show as well. So, you know, for us, it's great to reconnect with everyone and obviously, you know, introduce our products to the people in the market.
This is Dan Bolton on the trade floor at World Tea Expo with Lauren Wall. Tell me a little about the show.
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm so excited, and I feel it's wonderful, this World Tea Expo 2025 in Las Vegas. I'm Lauren Luo. You can also call me Ping Luo. I'm a nationally certified senior tea master and senior tea evaluator. And also I'm invited by the World Tea Expo 2025 as a speaker, yeah, to talk about demystifying Chinese tea and stand categories, traditions, and the market potential. So it's really excited. I think a lot of people, audience here they were inspired totally by tea this time.
Thank you so much. Now, tell me about your company.
Yeah, I run a business in California. Our headquarters, Jingwei Fu Tea, located in China, middle part of China. Our company, Jingwei Fu Tea USA, the subsidiary located in Irvine, Orange County, California. We just run the business here for 4 or 5 years, but it's really fascinating to be involved with this big industry and so many fascinating people, especially our tea-loving friends. So it's really a great honor for us to be here to share all the information and my knowledge about tea. I love to share the tea's beauty, culture, and benefits with people.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.